Revelation chapter 12. Then there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and having the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried in travail and was in pain to deliver. And another sign was seen in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his heads. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to deliver, so that he might devour her child when she gave birth. And she gave birth to a man-child, who was to shepherd all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. And the woman escaped into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels warred against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels warred. But they did not prevail, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven say, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, because the accuser of our brethren has been cast down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb, and through the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. Woe to those who inhabit the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has only a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who had brought forth the man-child. And 2 wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, so that she might fly to her place in the wilderness, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast water out of his mouth as a river, so that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river that the dragon had cast out of his mouth. Then the dragon was furious with the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.